Thank you, Lord. If you have your Bibles, open them up to, we ready, honey? Praise God. Open your Bibles up to 1 Corinthians chapter 12. As we continue our study tonight on the Holy Spirit, our helper. How many are thankful for the Holy Spirit? Amen. I don't know what I would do without my helper. He's my very present help in time of need. Amen. And once I figure out and find that I don't have a need, I really recognize that I'm dependent on me and not him. Right. Amen. I'm always dependent. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. The Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, I'm just going to begin to read with verse number 1. And what I want us to understand tonight, and what the Lord wants to get across to our hearts and our lives, is about every gift from God is for the benefit of others. And if it's not manifested, it never ministers to anyone. And God's given everyone a measure of faith to minister the gifts of God so they'll be manifested in the presence. Amen. How many know that the world is looking for something different? I believe we serve a God that's full of power. Amen. We serve an almighty God. Amen. And so we want to bring him glory and honor by allowing him to work through us as being open vessels for his glory. So the Apostle Paul, he's writing to the church of Corinth. In 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse number 1, he says, "Now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have you ignorant. You know that you were Gentiles carried away unto these dumb idols, even as you were led. Wherefore, I give you to understand that no man speaking by the Spirit of God calleth Jesus accursed, and that no man can say that Jesus is the Lord but by the Holy Ghost. Now, there are diversities of gifts with the same Spirit, and there are differences of administration with the same Lord, and there are diversities of operations, but it is the same God which worketh all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit with all. For to one is given the Spirit, the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another gifts of healing by the same Spirit, to another working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another diverse kinds of tongues, to another interpretation of tongues. But all these worketh that one in the selfsame Spirit, divided to every man severally as he will." Tonight we're going to focus on verse number 7, where the Word of God says, the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit with all. To manifest means it's in action, it's operating. Amen? If it's not operating for the benefit of others, it's not being manifested. Amen? So we can walk around and talk about all the gifts we got, but unless they're manifested to the body of Christ and to those that are seeking him, we're not fulfilling God's word on our heart and our life. Amen. So first we want to look at the manifestation. The manifestation is the action, operating. And first we're going to look at the word being manifested. And Titus chapter 1. The Apostle Paul writing to his student Titus. We're all students. We're all studying. He says in verse 3, "But have in due times manifested his word through preaching, which is committed unto me according to the commandment of God our Savior." In other words, what the Apostle Paul was telling Titus as when he's preaching, the word was manifested. It became an operation. It became something visible, you know. I know faith is the substance of things that things we're hoping for, the evidence of things not seen. But by faith, God's miracles and God's signs and wonders are manifested to others in the body when we gather together. Amen? So we find the word. Secondly, the witness of this is found in 1 John chapter 1, 1 John 1. John the Beloved writes in verse number 2, "For the life was manifested, and we have seen it and bear witness and show unto you that eternal life which was with the Father and was manifested unto us. Now, wait a minute. What does manifest mean? There was action. There was operation. Amen. In other words, what the apostle said as he was preaching the word, there was operation, that life came to the room. People were saved. People were redeemed. People were set free because the word became life in there as it was being preached. Amen. And we're believing God's word that as the word goes forth, there's a witness of the word. Amen. Amen. So every time that we're walking and operating the gifts of God, amen, we're wondering it's by God's word and it's for a witness to others. Amen. And none of it is for our glory. Amen. We're humble vessels to be used for his glory and for his honor and for his praise. Amen. That brings us to the works. What I was thinking about is in James chapter 2. In other words, when something is manifested, it's in operation and it's active. There's action. We could be like Action Jackson. It says in James chapter 2, verse number 14. It says, what doth it profit, my brethren, though a man say he have faith and have not works, can faith save him? If a brother or a sister be naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you say unto them, depart in peace, be ye warm, filled, notwithstanding that you give them not those things which are needful to the body, what doth it profit? Even so, faith, if it have not works, is dead being alone. Yea, a man may say, thou hast faith, and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I'll show thee my faith by my works. Thou believest there is one God, thou doest well. The devils also believe and tremble. But wilt thou know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead? I know one thing I don't want to be part of. I don't want to be a part of a dead church. Hallelujah. I want to be about a church that's alive and it's active. Amen. Amen. When you come into the room, the presence of the Lord is there and there's things taking place. Amen. Amen. And God's ministering in different places in different ways, and he's always about something. He's always doing something. Amen. He never leaves without doing something. Amen. Amen. God's doing something tonight. Amen. Why? Because we gathered together in his name. And he's faithful to do what he says. If two or three had gathered together in my name, there I'll be in the midst of them. Hallelujah. So we know he's here. Amen. And he is saying to you, he wants to manifest himself to others. He wants to manifest himself to a lost and dying world. We do this by sharing the word of God. Amen. Being a witness to others and allowing the word to be manifested by the works that we do. We're not doing it for our glory. We're doing it for his glory and doing it for his honor and for his praise. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. We want to be a giving church. We don't want to be a taking church. Hallelujah. Hey, guess what? I don't need anything you have except the gifts that God put within you to be activated in here. Amen. Look at the one next to you and say, you surely are gifted of God. Let it come out. Be quiet like Pastor Carl. Be soft-spoken. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It must be somebody else. Oh, it's that other Carl with a C. I'm the K Carl. So what is he saying first? If we allow the word be manifest, it becomes a witness to others by the works that we do. Amen? This becomes the ministry. The ministry. And ministers of grace. Amen? In Ephesians chapter 3, verse number 7. The Apostle Paul says, whereof I was made a minister, wait a minute, according to the gift of the grace of God, given unto me by the effectual working of his power. Amen? Amen? In other words, the manifest, when the word is manifested as a witness to others and works are manifested, we become ministers of his grace and mercy through his power. Amen? Amen? It's not our power. Amen? And if we have, he says that God did not give us the spirit of fear, but a power and love and a sound mind. And if you're trying to depend on yourself, you'll be weak and you won't be able to open up and do what God said. But I'm not depending on my power. We're depending on his power. And his power is dunamis power. Amen? His power is, man, I don't, you know, when somebody just spoke and the universe was created, that's pretty powerful. Hallelujah. Now, if God spoke and just spoke and this whole universe was formed, how big is that thing that you're facing? How big is that thing? How big is that obstacle the devil has put in front of you? It's very little. We have to have a mindset. I was watching baseball last night, not on TV, because I can't. I'm a Baltimore Orioles fan. I can't stand to watch them because they're no good. And I'm a winner, and I don't like to watch losing, okay? But what I saw, the guys have no confidence. In other words, if you get up to the plate and you don't know that you're going to hit the ball, guess what? You're probably going to strike out. And if you're a closing pitcher and you don't see that zone and you know if you don't see a strike, you're going to see a home run hit. Amen. In other words, what God is saying, we have to get it in our mindset, what we see and what we say and who we are in Christ Jesus. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in this world. Amen. So whatever's come against me right now, I got to take authority over it because God is waiting for me to take the stand. So many times we're waiting for others to take the stand for me, but God says, no, no. I want to raise something up inside of you. I want to do something in you that amazes everyone around you. Hallelujah. They'll just stand in awe. Yeah. Wait a minute. He looks like that same person. But he's not. He's a new creation in Christ Jesus. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Amen. And this ministry... we also find the grounds I want to set in Colossians chapter 1. Pray for me in my sports thing. I'm a Philadelphia Eagle fan. I can't even watch football unless I see the game. If they win, I watch it. If they don't, I don't. Is that a bad sport?
Shh. I only watch my team too, brother.
Hallelujah. The Apostle Paul, writing to the church of Colossae, he says, if you continue in the faith, grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel, which you have heard and which was preached to every creature, which is under heaven, whereof I, Paul, am made a minister, who now rejoice in my sufferings for you, and fill up that which is behind the afflictions of Christ in my flesh for his body's sake, which is the church. Whereof I am made a minister according to the dispensation of God, which is given to me to fulfill the word of God. Amen. Amen. Sometimes, you know, I like what Carmen used to say. When you go through Hades, don't stop. Move ahead, move ahead. The little kids in here, they might use the word wrong. Amen. And the Apostle Paul went through Hades for us. And sometimes in ministries, you'll go through things for others. But God said, give him praise, give him glory, give him honor. All things work together for the good, for them that love God, for them that are called according to his purpose. Amen. No matter what it feels like, no matter what it seems like, it's for your benefit and for the benefit of others. Amen. How many like fringe benefits? You like fringe benefits? have people get jobs and they get insurance policies, they get different things in retirement for fringe benefits. Man, have you read your benefit package? Amen. Amen. Have you read your package? In other words, in your workplace, if you have a retirement plan, if they said to you, well, we're not going to give you that to you, you're going to fight to get your retirement plan that you worked for. Amen? Why don't we fight the same way for the promises of God? Oh, yes and amen. Why don't we fight for the same thing in God's word? Amen. 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 He's not a man that he should lie or a son of man that he needs to repent. God said that he's going to do it. Amen. Are y'all with me? Amen. Amen. So we look at the generation. We're generating something here in 1 Peter chapter 4. We're talking about the ministers. The Apostle Peter reminds us in 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 10. He says, as every man have received the gift, even so minister the same one to another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. If any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. If any man minister, let him do it as of the ability which God giveth, that God in all things may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom be praise and dominion forever and ever. Amen. I was sharing with a couple men the other day. My wife says I don't give myself enough credit, but I was sharing with the men the other day how early in our marriage that I had a renovation company and I would do some renovations, but I was good, but I wasn't really good. You know what I'm talking about? And I have a tendency to want to do things the best I can. Amen. But truly, that wasn't my gift. Amen. Believe it or not, my gift is to speak. Hello? Hallelujah. Go figure. Hallelujah. So I have to do it as of the ability that God gives us. And sometimes I want to step into something that God didn't tell me to do. And then in the natural, I get upset because I didn't see what I wanted to see. But he says, as God, being as oracle, as God gives you the word. You know, this past week, I was at the Upper Room Church on Sunday, and I had all plans and intentions to preach or teach from behind the pulpit. And that lasted probably a minute and a half to 2 minutes. Huh? Amen. I preached in the back of the church. I preached in the front too, but most of the time it's in the back. But God ministered to everyone. Why? Because God said to do it. And when we're led by the Spirit of God, God says, when you're led, when I lead you, stop questioning, step in and do what I ask you to do, and then you'll see what's manifested. It becomes a witness of the mighty works of God. Hallelujah. Man, at the altar there, the altar was full. And this woman sent me a picture. I shared it with some. Sent me a picture of the little children in the back with their hands raised, giving praise to God during the altar time. They were just, Lord touched everybody in the place. He didn't leave anyone out, from the littlest to the oldest. They all got touched by God. Because God is no respecter of persons. Amen. Amen. So when we're looking at this, he says to us, he's given all of us a measure, the measure of faith. In Romans chapter 12, verse number 3, the Apostle Paul says, for I say to the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith. Look and say, the one next to you, say, that includes you. He's given you a measure. He's given me a measure. Amen. So when we come together, what do we have? Two measures. Let's start adding and multiply it. Hallelujah. Praise God. I can only use my hand. Okay, never mind. Are you hearing what the Lord's saying to us? And there's fruit that comes from that, from your measure of faith. And 2 Corinthians chapter 10. The apostle puts it like this. He says, but we will not boast of things without our measure, but according to the measure of the rule which God hath distributed to us, a measure to reach even unto you. For we stretch not ourselves beyond our measure, as though we reach not unto you, for we are come as far as to you also in preaching the gospel of Christ. Not boasting of things without our measure, that is, of other men's labors, but having hope, when your faith is increased, and we shall be enlarged by you according to our rule abundantly. And what the apostle was Paul is saying is when we take these the manifested word, the manifested word of God, and it becomes a witness to others by the works, all of a sudden it reaches the lost of this world. Amen. God wants to, he doesn't want to leave anybody behind. Amen. Amen. So he says to us, there's a framework. The framework I have is Ephesians 4. Are y'all with me? Is this followable? Say that 10 times real quick. Go ahead. If you say it 10 times real quick, everybody, some people would think you're speaking in tongues. Follow. Hallelujah. Praise God. The apostle reminds us in Ephesians 4:14 that we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive, but speaking the truth in love may grow up in him in all things, which is the head, even Christ, from whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. In other words, what the Lord is saying to us, when the word is manifested, it becomes our ministry. And when our ministry is by the measure of faith, which the Lord has given to each and every one of us. Amen. And whatever God's called you to do, he's given you a measure of faith to accomplish what he called you to do. And as you're faithful to answer what God has called you to do, he'll add measures. Amen. Amen? But if you aren't faithful what he's already called you to do, amen? Some people want to have a large ministry, but you got to start with a small ministry to grow a large ministry. Amen? It begins with ministry one to one. And then to two, and then to three, and then to four. Amen? So what the Lord is saying to us is simply that God has given us everything we need through the Spirit of God. He's given everyone gifts, but he's looking for the gifts to be manifested, amen, to minister to others, amen, so their faith, their measure of faith will increase also. Amen? For by grace they are saved by faith. It's a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Amen. So as we're gathered together this Sunday, God's going to bring some lost people in here that need Jesus. Amen. And as he brings them into Jesus, we're going to let his Spirit be manifested in the atmosphere. And God's going to draw them to his Son by the Holy Spirit. And we're going to lead them to Jesus. And they're going to become a new creation in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Why? Because we allow the gifts of God that are in us to be manifested to others. You know, one gift maybe just be to put a smile on your face and say hi to somebody and encourage someone. How many know that we live in a world where everybody needs a little bit of encouragement? Amen? Does somebody need some encouragement? I don't know about you, but I'd love to hear a word of encouragement every once in a while. Most of the time I hear everybody's problems in the world. I don't get the encouragement, but the Holy Ghost encourages me to encourage others. Amen? And so many things, and the Lord said something the other day, and I want to say it again. God said that when he's manifesting himself, he was going to take the introverts, and they're going to begin to speak. And as the introvert begins to speak, they're going to be heard because they're not ones that are normally speaking. Amen? And what God says, it's him that's doing it, not you. And if you feel like you can't do it, guess what? You probably can't. But you can do all things through Christ who gives you strength. And all God's saying is when he calls you to do it, just do what he says. It may seem strange. So he might say to you to say a word at Rocktown. You know, you say, Rocktown? What does that mean? Well, why do I want to say Rocktown? What does that have to do with anything? And you say, and faithfulness, you say, okay, Rocktown. Over there, somebody heard in the morning that God was going to rock the town, and all of a sudden you spoke to them because you heard the Spirit speak, and you said the word, even though it sounded crazy, it brought someone else alive. Are you with me? Praise God. I'm thankful for everyone in the room, so let's all stand up in this. Hallelujah. I'm sorry if I was soft-spoken tonight and y'all didn't hear me. I shared before, man, when I get excited, I get louder. I don't know. I've never heard no soft dynamite. Can we lift our hands to heaven? Father, I thank you for every man, woman, and child in this room, Father God. I thank you for the call of God. The call of God is irrevocable. It doesn't change. Times and seasons change, Father God, but your word remains the same. And that word that you've spoken to these individuals, Father God, Lord, I pray that the Spirit of God breathes on it, Father God. Even those things that have been laying dormant, that have been inactive, Father God, you're in the business of activating things, Father God. So, Father God, we're calling forth activation by the Spirit of God, Father God. Move us in such a way, Father God, that we'll step out and do everything you tell us to do. And we'll never cease to give you all the glory, honor, and praise, for we ask these things in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen, amen. Amen.